The opposition leader that Washington supports in all of this is Juan Guaido. The U.S. and most other Western governments recognize Guaido as a legitimate interim president of Venezuela. He spoke to protesters today, promising them that those humanitarian aid shipments would enter the country on February 23rd. Without a doubt, Venezuela's economy is in rough shape. But Tamir Porras Ponce León says outside aid is a trap. Like many middle-class Venezuelans, he has left the country. He now lives in Paris. He's also Maduro's former chief of staff.
We can imagine the crisis getting deeper, probably the government collapsing. But what about the day after? What about the military of Venezuela? What about the divisions within the military? What I am concerned is to have a stable and democratic country the day after. And that requires not provoking each other, political dialogue and understanding.
I mean, a democratic solution obviously is preferable, but we've spoken with so many Venezuelan opposition politicians and opposition voices in recent days, and they describe a government that's clinging to power using coercion and proceeds from corruption. I mean, that is the reality they're living day to day. It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
Do they have a plan to guarantee that this country remains stable and democratic the day after? Do they guarantee that they will not allow, for instance, the U.S. government or the U.S. troops to enter Venezuela? Do they have a plan to deal with the Venezuelan military?
One of the things that has been said by the opposition very clearly is that there will be new elections. That is part of their plan.
And what guarantees that the departure of Maduro doesn't create a civil war, for instance? The reality of Venezuela is that it is a very polarized country. It is totally unrealistic or irresponsible to think or to assume that there are all the guarantees for Venezuela to be in a peaceful situation. In order to be an election, you have to agree on the terms of that election. When will the election be held? Who can be allowed to run for those elections? And that's exactly the problem. Saying there will be elections is assuming that the problem is solved before even addressing it.
I mean, you say it's polarized, but it's really only polarized if Chavismo is still a legitimate movement. And there are so many people who have peeled away from Chavismo.
Absolutely. But wishing for the best is not a strategy. The people who assume that shouldn't Mr. Maduro leave, I say, okay, so who can convince him of that? Shouldn't the Chavismo, you know, surrender power? Well, why not? But they're not doing it. So again, this is exactly the problem that needs to be tackled. You have two ways of tackling it, finding a way of getting out of the crisis politically or risk a conflict. That's the part that I believe some of the members of the opposition seem to be missing in this moment.
How worried are you by the prospect of civil conflict of some sort?
Extremely worried. That is why I keep warning about that risk. Absolutely. It's highly likely. There is threats coming from the U.S. administration saying Mr. Maduro must comply in a peaceful manner or else there is always a military option on the table. That would be catastrophic for the country. A second way that can happen is also imagine the Venezuelan military splitting, you know, between pro-Guaido, pro-Maduro, or pro-whatever. That is an extremely risky situation that can lead the country to a civil conflict instead of overcoming in a peaceful, civilized way the current crisis.
Tamir Porras Ponce León was chief of staff to Nicolas Maduro from 2007 to 2013. He's now a visiting professor at Sciences Po in Paris. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.